Black Friday, four shopper types and the habits that can help them get ahead. Stephen Amey, head of intermediated distribution at Ashburton Investments. We all love a good deal, but how we spend says a lot about our financial habits and what we ultimately need to do to make the most of our opportunities in life. There are roughly four spending personalities that can emerge on occasions like Black Friday, with different strengths and weaknesses that require different kinds of financial guidance, according to Stephen Amey, a personal finance expert and head of intermediated distribution at Ashburton Investments. Amey unpacks each profile, along with practical tips to help every personality type enjoy the thrill of shopping while growing their personal wealth over time. 1. The impulse spender. Traits. This is the person who loves the excitement of finding a great deal and does not want to miss out on the latest trends. FOMO, fear of missing out, is their middle name. The impulse spender's energy and enthusiasm can work in their favor, so it's a good idea to channel some of that energy into building a financial future, says Amey. Smart money moves. Start saving. The impulse spender would benefit from setting up a small monthly debit order into a flexible savings account or unit trust and using a portion of this fund for an annual Black Friday splurge. The key is to save around 60% of this accumulated wealth every year. Turn FOMO into investment curiosity. Instead of spending all their money on the latest gadgets, impulse spenders should consider investing in trending sectors such as green energy, tech, crypto, infrastructure and the like, through exchange-traded funds, ETFs, or unit trusts. Start small, stay consistent. Even a few hundred rand a month can grow impressively through compound interest. Everyone wins by enjoying the delight of shopping and the financial security of saving. Portfolio tip. The impulse spender could consider investing 40% of their savings into low-risk investments like income and money market funds, as this portion can be used to fund little luxuries like Black Friday purchases. Another option is to invest 60% into balanced funds, of which approximately 10% can be invested in higher-risk, trend-based investments. 2. The cautious thrill seeker. Traits. This person loves excitement but never jumps in blind. They do their research first and take calculated risks. This mix of curiosity and research skills are a powerful combination that can be used to build a portfolio that offers both safety and adventure, says Amey. Smart money moves. The cautious thrill seeker is likely to be saving already and understands the benefits of compound interest. It is advisable for this kind of spender to keep saving regularly and reinvesting their returns to benefit from compounding. Investment options that are ideally suited to this personality type include well-diversified portfolios, combined with more speculative assets such as venture capital, private equity, and green technology. This kind of spender should keep their long-term goals, 5+ years, in mind, because there is a thrill in seeing their wealth grow steadily so they can spend it later on a grand adventure. Portfolio tip. Cautious thrill seekers could consider investing 75 to 90% of their savings in a balanced portfolio, 10% in income funds, perfect for their Black Friday budget, and the rest in more speculative investments for that adventure element. 3. The aspiring wealth builder. Traits. This is a disciplined saver and diligent shopper who prioritizes wealth creation. They prefer saving over spending and see the bigger financial picture. Smart money moves. The aspiring wealth builder should keep their focus on long-term goals like retirement and investing for higher ticket purchases. They can also use tax-free savings accounts to boost returns while lowering their tax bills. This personality type is more suited to investments that are less liquid and typically grow over longer periods, such as physical property, private equity, or venture capital. They will also benefit from offshore investing by externalizing their assets. They can gain access to investments not available to local investors and simultaneously expose their investments to foreign currencies such as US dollar, British pound, or euro. Portfolio tip. Aspiring wealth builders could consider investing 70 to 75% in equities for growth and spread the rest across property, bonds, and more speculative investments, while keep about 5% in cash for unexpected expenses or spontaneous purchases without having to access their long-term savings. 4. The highly disciplined investor. Traits. This is the person who is highly organized, cautious, and already in control of their financial journey. Planning is second nature to them. They have mastered discipline, but it may be time to take calculated risks, says Amy. Smart money moves. The highly disciplined investor is likely to invest towards longer-term investment objectives, have a retirement plan and an emergency fund. They may, however, need to be encouraged to explore new, more adventurous opportunities, such as venture capital, private equity, collectibles, or even gold. This financial type would also benefit from taking a leap in terms of some offshore and foreign currency exposure, to access opportunities not typically available to local investors. This kind of person needs to be nudged to review their portfolio regularly to ensure it's not too conservative. Portfolio tip. A healthy, growth-focused portfolio often includes 70 to 75% equities, with the rest spread across other asset classes for balance and diversification. Final thought, the real Black Friday win. No matter your personality, the best deal this Black Friday is a stronger financial future, says Amy. By balancing your spending habits with smart investing, you can enjoy today and build the wealth you'll thank yourself for tomorrow. Just remember to talk to an accredited financial advisor before making an investment decision. Ends. Author at Stephen Amy, Ashburton Investments plus posts bio at Stephen Amy, Ashburton Investments #Malongui-disabled-link how South Africa can achieve a savvier savings and investment culture. At Stephen Amy, Ashburton Investments #Malongui-disabled-link 3 financial literacy truths I wish I knew at 20. Hint, it's about the small things, at Stephen Amy, Ashburton Investments #Malongui-disabled-link is my money still safe in South Africa? At Stephen Amy, Ashburton Investments #Malongui-disabled-link Black Friday. Are we truly getting ahead by splashing out on the annual sale? Share on your socials.